This is NPR Illinois 91.9 U.I.S. I'm Bea Bonner. I had the opportunity to sit down with Sheridan Lane about the Culinary and Hospitality Center of Excellence at Lincoln Lynn Community College. Welcome, Sheridan.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining me today. So to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about the program and what's your role in the program?
So as the director of the Culinary and Hospitality program, that is the academic side of what we have to offer at Lincoln Land. So in terms of the Culinary Institute and our Center of Excellence there, we kind of have a two-arm approach. So we have the academic side, which is kind of what I'm in charge of, and then we also have our community learning side. And both of those arms use, you know, seasoned chefs and best practices related to the hospitality industry to showcase to students and to community members what the industry should represent. And that being said, we have on the academic side, we invite students who are interested in pursuing careers in culinary and in hospitality to join our program and to learn the true professional side of an industry that lots of people think they know a lot about. And so when we say culinary versus hospitality, what we're really talking about is the culinary side is pretty straightforward, right? That's the preparation of great cuisine. And then on the hospitality side, what we're really talking about is more the business aspect of the business. So I oversee kind of our, as I mentioned, the academic side and how that relates to supporting the community as a whole.
Yeah, when I was looking on the website, I saw a number of degrees and certificates, like you said, that are more on the academic side. And at first, I thought it would just be for chefs, but I was interested when I saw that, like you said, there's a business aspect and so many different kind of certificates you can get. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So whether you're pursuing a culinary or hospitality degree or a baking and pastry certificate or a culinary or hospitality certificate, we have lots of levels, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute. But we start all students that have an interest in any of those with our foundation classes. And that's really kind of an introduction to not only our space, our kitchen, and all of the wonderful equipment that we have to offer students. Given, you know, that we're a smaller community college right here in Central Illinois, we have an amazing facility to work out of. And that being said, our foundation classes not only orient students to that lab space, but they also orient students to the business side, as I mentioned, of hospitality. We know that there's that looming statistic of businesses in the hospitality industry and their failure rate. And so that hospitality side, the business aspect, is really meant to ground students in their understanding of how to accurately account for and control, you know, the flow of goods and services in a particular business. So, you know, whether that's a hotel, whether that's, you know, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, whether that's at a mom and pop restaurant or something part of a chain, we really want to, as I mentioned, ground students in that, you know, the managing it as a business. Now we know that, you know, our industry is lots of fun, but at the end of the day, if it's not making money and the business side of things are not well managed, it won't stick around for very long. And, you know, that's where we come in and kind of can support our industry in the immediate community by hopefully turning out students that can go out into our hospitality industry and the local market and really be powerful and be an asset to those businesses out there. Those are kind of the foundation classes. You know, kind of a boot camp for numbers and kitchen work. That also includes, you know, heavy-handed knife skills. So one of the things that on the culinary side, you know, that our community members, so we spend a lot of time talking to what's called our program advisory committee, and that's made up of local businesses that span the gamut that give us input on what our students are learning and how well they're demonstrating that learning. So that being said, our program advisory committee members have really identified that knife skills, at least on the culinary side, are so important to a student's skill set and into their professional pathway in a particular business. So those foundation skills, give them an overview of the hospitality industry, introduce them to the business side, and then really ground their knowledge in equipment use and knife skills. So that being said, we ask all students, no matter what they're pursuing, to take those courses. Then kind of in that second semester, students have an opportunity to really diversify what they're interested in doing. And I think it's really a matter of examining what they would like to do with their career. If a student comes in and they're fresh out of high school or, fresh out of, finishing their GED or something, maybe they're not quite sure exactly what their trajectory might be. So that's one of the benefits of those foundation classes is that can really open their eyes to all that's out there. On the other hand, we have many seasoned professionals that join us in any number of our programs who are really trying to qualify their skills by pursuing, either a certificate or a degree. New to the industry students, the basic skills to arm them to be a successful prep cook, for example, in a business, that's preparing food. And that then, with more schooling, they have an opportunity to achieve the skills related to being, a little bit more on the management side, entry-level management. Maybe that's a shift manager or an assistant or a sous chef, that kind of thing. So those are our certificates. And then if students really want that associate's degree to kind of round out their education, the associate's degree adds those general classes in other departments at Lincoln Land that really give students a well-rounded perspective. So that's on the culinary side. And then on the hospitality side, we kind of have that same stackable certificate sort of program lined up. Now, one thing I should add on the hospitality side, we're working on developing this for the culinary side, but on the hospitality side, each of those stackable certificates come with an option to take an exam. And the exam is part of the National Restaurant Association's accreditation program. It's an apprenticeship program. And if students have taken the coursework and can pass those exams, then they have a nationally recognized certificate. And theoretically, the National Restaurant Association is large enough in nature for that certificate to really be recognized worldwide. So there are a variety of opportunities, whether, as I mentioned, that you're a seasoned professional or, a new college student, we really feel like we could tailor a program that would suit either, skill set coming in.
That sounds really awesome because I was thinking about the student that comes in not knowing anything about the industry or who needs to learn how to cook. It sounds like it could be tailored that way or somebody looking back just to gain the skills. So it sounds like the community is really important to this program. Has there been anybody that has come out and in Springfield opened up a business or who has become a chef anywhere?
Yeah, lots of them. I mean, I would say lots of students are out in the community and moving into, pretty interesting roles. Our one thing to note, our industry is so vast and wide. And I like to use this example. One of our previous students is now the head chef on a tugboat. Who would have ever thought of being a head chef on a tugboat? But she gets paid very well, has a really interesting, work schedule where she works, for an extended period of time and then has off an extended period of time based on, when the tugboat is moving barges and heading back. So, I think that as creative as the person is when they usually join our program. And, you know, the creativity part of it is also present in the vast array of jobs that are out there. You can really kind of name your ticket and go anywhere in the world if you so choose. So that's kind of exciting. We have another recent graduate who is finishing up his baking and pastry certificate. He just joined the Jacksonville Country Club as the interim head chef. He hopes to take on the head chef position upon the current head chef retiring. So that's exciting. So we are seeing, you know, a fair amount of success with our students. We also have an agreement that if, you know, students would like to continue their education beyond Lincoln Land, we have some partnerships that their credits at Lincoln Land transfer very well too, as well. So that's exciting. Whether you want to do that abroad or whether you want to do that here in the States, you know, we can certainly, our program transfers very well.
That's so exciting because it seems like not only can people have the opportunity to experience what they've been working on at Lincoln Land in Springfield, but you never know, you may run into their work abroad. That's really awesome. I really like that. And so along those lines, I'm wondering, how has COVID-19 affected the students and the program itself? We've seen it kind of affect the restaurant industry and even the hospitality industry. So I'm wondering, what has been happening at the school and with the program through these times?
Great question. So one thing that we are we feel very fortunate enough to be able to offer students is still that face-to-face aspect for many of our lab classes. So thankfully, despite, you know, the kind of pressures to move everything online for both the hospitality and culinary program in an effort to kind of protect everyone, we still are able to reduce the class size. And because we have an amazing lab space that's large enough to accommodate, you know, 6 feet apart and some of those guidelines, you know, it's great to be able to continue to offer those lab classes in person. So that's really exciting. Now that does mean the students have to wear masks and they take extra precautions, obviously, because we're in a kitchen and making food for one another. And then, you know, we'll get to talking about the Bistro Verde in just a minute, but also making food for the public. You know, we are clean freaks, if you call it that, and we make sure that the students adopt those same sort of practices from the moment they walk in the door. Just to be on the super precautious side, we ask students to fill out, you know, a health tracker every day. They have to get their temperature taken every day that they come into the lab. So we've really taken a lot of steps to make sure everyone is safe and continues to be safe. And so far, knock on wood, you know, we are still meeting face-to-face, and that's great. So great for the students, great for the staff, and great for our program in general.
Yes, I'm so glad you're taking all the necessary precautions because I think with programs like this, it's important to be face-to-face. So I'm really glad you brought up Bistro Verde. And for our listeners that don't know, I have eaten here a few times and I've always had a really great time. The students are really nice and the food is excellent. So can you explain the concept behind Bistro Verde a little bit for our listeners that don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bistro Verde is intended to offer students a learning experience as part of an operating kitchen. Okay. So in the fall, that is Bistro to Go. So meant to be a quick service sort of restaurant concept where students get the opportunity to work on the line. So in the back of house, these are students pursuing culinary, either certificate or an associate's degree. This is their first opportunity to, you know, get the ticket printed based on the customer's order and to customize that dish, you know, according to what that person has ordered. And that's called a la minute cooking. So students really, if they've never cooked on a line before, have a great hands-on experience in the fall semester. Then once we've kind of seasoned them with that fall semester and the Bistro to Go, which is a little bit more casual in nature, then the students participate in the spring, which is meant to be a full service sit down sort of experience. Now that being said, we hope that happens in the spring and that we aren't under some intense COVID restrictions. But in the springtime, people make reservations. It's a little more formal in nature. You know, it's a multi-course experience, but still, you know, doable in a lunch service. That being said, we've kind of recently, just as an effort to kind of keep up with the community and to keep involved with the restaurant industry as it evolves and changes as quickly as it does, we've invited guest chefs to be a part of the Bistro to Go in the fall. So last fall, David Radwine joined us as kind of like a test pilot. And this year, Jordan Coffey joined the Bistro for this fall semester. And it really gives students an opportunity to work with different chefs out there in the quote unquote real world. And you know, each chef has a certain craft and a certain art. And I think that brings to the character of the program as a whole. And then in our spring semester, we have Chef Sean Keeley, who is our full-time chef in-house for Lincolnland. And he's great about bringing his years of experience in a variety of different, you know, culinary experiences, you know, not only back in the day when he first started out in a sandwich shop to when he owned a restaurant here in Springfield. You know, he has a lot to offer students as far as working on a line in a more formal setting in the springtime. So that's our Bistro Verde. You can certainly find out any information for those of you that may have not joined us before. Take a look at our website. You can Google Lincolnland Community College Bistro Verde, and you'll find a link to the order link if you would like to place an order. We are open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1, so you can place your order prior to 11 and then schedule a pickup time if you so choose. It is curbside pickup. There are a couple of picnic tables outside for walk-ups as well. You know, the Bistro is off to a great start, so I would encourage anyone else to join us.
I think this is the best hands-on learning experience ever. And I think when I went there last, I had like meatloaf sliders, and it was so creative. So how do you all come up with the menus, and can you explain some of the creative aspect of that?
Yeah, great question. So in kind of the first experience being the fall bistro that students in the culinary program, this is their first experience in cooking on a line, they have less of a role in developing the menu. The menu is more developed in terms of offering choices to let the students then make the final decision on the menu. But it's a little more limited and then focused on truly the setup and tear down of a daily line kitchen. That's where we have invited these guest chefs to kind of bring new tastes and flavors to that fall menu. And then in the spring, the students then take what they've learned in not only 200, their, you know, fall line class for Bistro Verde, but all their other coursework. And they are more charged with developing the menu for the springtime, that sit down kind of multi-course kind of lunch experience. So, you know, students get to see the creativity of a seasoned chef in the fall, and then they get to be the creative chef in the springtime. And in the springtime, they each take a turn developing a chef special. So that's kind of like their opportunity to shine and showcase, you know, just how creative they can be.
As the program progresses, what are you most looking forward to within, I would say, the next 5 years?
Oh, gosh, so many things. Well, as I mentioned, in the last 2 years, well, maybe 2.5 years, Nancy, the previous director, Nancy Sweet, and I, when I was just an adjunct before I accepted the director role, as Nancy moved up to be the dean, she was kind enough to offer me her old job, so to speak. And she and I have been great thinking partners in really tailoring our hospitality curriculum to that National Restaurant Association apprenticeship set of competencies. So we kind of reworked that hospitality program. So that's something new for us. So we're really excited to see how that translates to, you know, student success in these coming 5 years, because we've just rolled out that we're just on year two of that program. So, you know, we want to see that curricular sort of work that we did to align our program with the competencies that the National Restaurant Association has kind of put forth, to see if that really does, you know, deepen the experience for the student and deepen their knowledge, so that when they go out into their prospective, you know, job of choice, they are armed with all the tools necessary to make them successful. That being said, we're looking forward to doing that same thing. We know our culinary program is very good regardless, but we're looking to kind of do that same thing on the culinary side as soon as the National Restaurant Association kind of finishes up those credentials. We think ours are pretty closely aligned anyway, but we're looking forward to that. And then there are always opportunities out there that we would like to kind of pursue. COVID has certainly, you know, put a little bit of a damper on some of those other opportunities, but stay tuned and we may have a few new things in the works for the future. So
COVID-19 aside, I think you all are doing an awesome job. Like I said, I really enjoy every time I'm there and I'm eating the food. And to me, it's a very great experience. So thank you so much for just having your hand on this.
I would like to add one other thing. So as I mentioned, there are kind of two arms to the Culinary and Hospitality Center of Excellence. So that the academic side we've talked all about. But then we have this other thing called the community learning side in the Culinary Institute. And that's really an opportunity for community members who just enjoy the culinary and hospitality kind of craft to get their own hands into it. And, you know, Jolene Lamb is in charge of that program and she is part of community learning and she is adapting with the times as well. So in years past, they've always offered, you know, classes that community members could take, whether you want to learn how to make macaroons or make Thai food. You know, there was a class for that. And those were really fun on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, you know, kind of nights or mornings, Saturday mornings for some of the baking. But they've moved some of those classes to online as well. So I would definitely encourage community members to take a look at those interactive kind of online classes, because I think those are going to be really cool too.
I think that's the whole point of Community Voices, trying to get the community to not only learn about the education side of this program, but knowing they can also participate even during COVID-19. So thank you so much, Sheridan, for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Don't hesitate to reach out with any questions that you may have.
This has been another episode of Community Voices at NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Today we learned more about the Culinary and Hospitality Program at Lincoln Lane Community College with Director Sheridan Lane. To hear this piece again, log on to nprillinois.org. This show has been produced and hosted by Randy Eccles and Bea Bonner. Tune in tomorrow to get to know some more of your neighbors. For Randy Eccles, I'm Bea Bonner. Good afternoon.